The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back with episode 8 of Total Bellas. And this was not the most exciting episode, I have to say. Just right out of the gate.
No, it was not.
This was another filler episode. This is on the road to Evolution. And we're seeing really the final countdown to it.
Nice time.
Where choices were made.
Mm-hmm. Choices were made. Decisions were brought up. And we learned different things about different people. We learned things about Nikki Bella, how she's a perfectionist. And throughout this episode, she showed off her perfectionist side, whether it was the axe throwing where she took the final lesson before throwing the axe so she could be the first one to hit the board and have it stick, and then her training and everything like that. She had to have everything perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've always known Brie Bella and her indecisiveness.
Which you would think, because she's always, or you wouldn't think, as she's always so sure of herself, that she wouldn't be as indecisive as she was in this episode.
No, but you've seen it throughout the season, and them bringing it up made a lot of sense. And they talked about, you know, all the different homes they've lived in. They have a home in Washington where they've lived 2 months total. They had a home in Phoenix, which they got rid of. They're running in San Diego, and now they want to leave San Diego because reasons.
Well, they pointed out that, you know, they only moved back to San Diego to be with Nikki, right? That Nikki broke up with the ex and she needed a place to sort of heal and rejuvenate herself, and that was San Diego. So Bree and Brian and Birdie all packed up the car and they threw the dogs in with them and they drove up from Arizona, having sold their house, to move in essentially with Nikki. Like, this house they rented was designed so Nikki could live with them. I mean, that was the whole intent. And this is, they bring it up again, this is not the first time that Bree and Brian have dropped everything for Nikki, to go live with her.
Yeah, the original premise of the show was that Brian and Bree go to live with Cena and Nikki. That was the original thing behind the show.
And they bring up how Bree's like, I'm so happy we didn't buy that house in Florida. I had to laugh at that. It's horrible to laugh at it, but I had to laugh at it. Because it's true.
Oh, it's true. One thing of note, on the build-up to Evolution, one person who was very influential for them was Paul Heyman.
Paulie in the house.
That was cool.
That was very cool.
That was cool. We had sushi making class, because reasons.
And again, Nikki's perfectionism came out.
Mm-hmm, she had to have the perfect sushi roll, and this is where we learned the thing about Brian in this episode.
He's a bit of a slow driver.
He's slow. He's a slow driver. He's a slow talker. He's a slow thinker. Everything he does is slow.
Well, we know he's slow at something else, too. Quickies are not his thing. thank you, Total Bellas, for teaching us that about Daniel Bryan.
Yes, yes, yes.
The man likes his foreplay. What can I say? There's nothing wrong with that. More men should like foreplay. Anyway, we have a cute moment between Bree and Brian where they're, like, going back and forth, and Brian's purposefully driving very slow. He's moving very slow, and Bree's like, God damn it, Brian, you're gonna get us hit. And he's like, what? Me? No. No, never. And she's just like, get out of the car. I'm driving.
Yeah. And then she asks him for her purse, and he's like, all right, hold on. Here. It took forever to give it to her. And then on the opposite end, they go go-karting later in the episode,
mm-hmm.
And he's the fastest. And she
out of spite.
Out of spite, and she was the slowest. And JJ thought it was goat-karting?
Yeah, not go-karting. Goat-karting. It's like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all a little pissed at Nikki at that point because Nikki had decided, well, I'm going to go double train for Evolution.
And they left the voicemail going, shame, 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 which was funny.
It's funny, but I mean, it's like, I can see, here's the thing. I can see both sides of it because Nikki, this is very important to her. This matters being in the main event. She's taking it very, very, very seriously. She's training incredibly hard to be ready for it. And she wants to be ready for it. So I can see that side of it and her doing extra workouts and sacrificing time with her family and doing all that. I can respect that on a lot of levels, but at the same time, at some point, you have to take a breather. You have to stop for just a second and go, you know what? Hey, I'm going to go-karting with my family, or I'm going to go do this, or I'm just going to chill, or I'm going to take a moment to myself and relax and sort of get, you know, let my batteries recharge. Because part of what happens is when you push yourself that hard, if you don't take that breather, we kind of see what happens later in the episode, which is Nikki's sitting there and she's physically and mentally just exhausted from all the work that she's put in.
Hashtag all the work.
All the work. So it's, you do have to take those moments of, you know, yeah, I need to go train, but you know what? Maybe I just take a breather. Maybe I don't go for that second training section and I just, you know, meditate, or I do yoga, or I do something else to recharge my body, recharge my brain, just rest and relax and do what I need to do to take care of myself. Because what's the point of doing all that work and doing the thing if you can't enjoy it?
Yeah. Other things that happened on the show, we learned that at Super Showdown, Brie wore her gear backwards.
I thought it looked weird, and then she wore it a different way on TV. Then her mom's like, you're wearing your butt on your front. And she's like, no, I'm actually wearing it right this time.
Well, they do things backwards in Australia, even wearing gear. So, yay.
That's the excuse, and we're sticking to it.
Yeah. All right. But one of the big themes of the show was there was talk of their storyline on Raw continuing past Evolution, going to Survivor Series, and maybe beyond. Because the crowd's eating it up, and they're enjoying it. We got the whole heel Bella thing. We got the bedroom joke and everything like that. They cut the word Cena out of it, by the way.
Yeah.
That was very clear.
Yeah. But they left John in there, but...
You had to.
Yeah, to, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. But yeah, they some very clever editing there.
But it was Bree's really indecisive about what she wants to do, whether she wants to even continue. And that was the theme of the show. She was trying to figure out whether she wants to continue and where they have to live. Brian thought she was dealing with an internal struggle because they never had a home that was a home when she was growing up. They were always going from place to place to place to place. They were never grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And she never felt settled. And that's what she has right now. She doesn't feel settled with the home she has chosen because she's never had it. And Brian's the opposite. And you really got a good insight into how things are with them.
You see what different worlds they really do come from, and since that Brian grew up in a very stable sort of family environment, that his mom always made sure that they lived in the same house, they were supported, and they were loved. And I'm not saying that Brian and Nikki's mom didn't, but their mom, because of what she was doing in her life, they were moving around a lot, so they didn't live in any one place particularly long, so they weren't able to settle down roots. That's why Bree's capable of really doing what she's doing for Nikki and just picking up and moving at a moment's notice, because that's what she's done her whole life. She's used to it. Brian hasn't done that. So for him, it's a little bit more of a struggle. And with them having Birdie, he wants to settle down and have roots, so that way Birdie has roots and she has that family house that she grew up in and she's known all her life. And he wants to give that to his daughter. And I think ultimately Brie does as well. I think she's just struggling with letting go of other things, including her wrestling career. It's like, all we've heard about is this comeback and how it's been a failure for her. And she's just really struggled with it emotionally and physically, because it wasn't as easy as it has been in the past. She hasn't been able to just come back and everything snaps into place and it's perfect. She's struggled. And with that has brought a certain clarity in terms of, well, what do I really want to get out of this? Am I getting what I want? And should I really go on? Because we find out that, you know, they've been told, hey, we want to carry this well past Evolution. We want to go to Survivor Series with this. We want to do this. We want to do that. And Bree's just like, eh.
Right.
Maybe not. And so ultimately she and Brian sit down and they have a talk about what they want. And, you know, because they're talking about buying houses and if they want to buy a house in San Diego or if they want to buy a house in Arizona. And he's like, essentially, you have to figure out you. You have to figure out what you want. And this issue that you're having, this identity crisis, which is what she's really having, is coming from way deeper than just buying a house or your wrestling career or this or that. There's something inside of you that you're internally struggling with, and you have to get right with that before you can move on.
Right. And they ended up later at the end of the episode, they went house shopping in Phoenix because that's where her brother lives, and Vivian and Birdie get along, and they want that to be a bond And that's where they're going. They're going to move to Phoenix. Or move back to Phoenix, because they were there and then they sold their house. And yeah, so that was one of their decisions they made in the episode, is they're going to San Diego, which is good.
Phoenix. Yeah. They're going to Phoenix.
Going to Phoenix.
Yeah, because Brian brought up the point, we bought that house in Washington, or we built that house in Washington, and we've maybe spent 3 months in it.
Yeah.
We're never there. We rented this house, and now you're talking about breaking the lease at this house and moving to another place and buying a place here. He's like, you know, we really need to straighten out our priorities, and we need to just really figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ultimately what they do. And Brie makes the other decision of, you know what, I'm done.
Which caught Nikki
off guard.
She
loves wrestling.
That caught Nikki off guard.
That caught Nikki hugely off guard, because Brie's like, you know what, this comeback wasn't what I wanted. And and it's very clear to me now that I need to focus on other things. I want to do other things, and wrestling is not going to allow me to do that. She's decided she's ready to have baby number two with Brian. You know, because the deal was that they would postpone having the baby for her to do the comeback and for her to go to Evolution. And then once she was done with Evolution, she was done. And she was going to come home, and they were going to bang, bang, bangity, bang all night long. So that's kind of where they're at this point, that Brie is consciously making that choice. Okay, no, I'm not going to continue on. Even though I have the opportunity, even though they want me, I want to go home and be a wife and be a mother and do all the things that matter to me at this point in my life, which is not wrestling anymore. And so she and Brian announce they're going to have baby number two. Brie is retiring, and they're moving back to Arizona, which Nikki's like, WTF?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't even know how to take it. And she makes the comment of, well, I thought when we were going to talk about retirement, we were going to talk about retirement together. And that may very well have been.
Yeah. But they left once, and now they're back. And Nikki's now finding her success again. But she's finding it on her own, even though Brie's there. It's Nikki Bella, and it's Nikki trying to find herself again, because she doesn't want to be known as John's ex. She wants to be Nikki Bella again, and her using this comeback is probably a way for her to get the spotlight back for herself rather than being with John.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge part of it, is she lost her identity. She lost who she was. She said that several times this season, in the fact that she was trying to become Mrs. John Cena. What did we hear for years? What did we all preach at for years? God damn it, John, put a ring on it. God damn it, John, marry her. You know, she wants to be Mrs. John Cena. She wants to do this. She wants to do that. But ultimately, it's, I want to be Mrs. John Cena. And then at some point in the 5, 6 years, 7 years, however long they were together, her priorities shifted, and her priorities shifted from being Mrs. John Cena to being Nikki Bella, to being successful for her, wanting to be as successful for him. I think we actually did see that happen on Total Divas, as I recall. But her priorities change, and she changes herself, or she's like, you know what? Being a wife and a mother, while it's cool and I do want it, it almost, I don't want to say it because this is the wrong way to say it, but it wasn't good enough for her. She wanted it all. She wants to be the career woman. She wants to be ultra successful. She wants the big house, fancy car, beautiful, handsome husband, beautiful children. She wants everything. And she feels she deserves it. And I say, go get it. You want it? Go get it. And so I think what part of it was when she realized she was forever going to be in John's shadow. No matter what she did in that marriage, no matter what she brought to the table, she would always be Mrs. John Cena. It was like, nope, I can't do that anymore. Me 6 years ago? Yeah, totally on board for that. Me now? No, being Mrs. Somebody is not enough for me. I want to be myself. I want it under my name, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she's at. And so it's not even the Bella twins anymore. She doesn't want it to be about the Bella twins, it's Nikki Bella with Brie Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just Nikki Bella. And that's where she's at in her career, in her life. And so Brie making the decision to leave, it's like, well, wait a minute, hold on a second. We didn't talk about this. We didn't discuss this. And I think it's ultimately, what impact does that have on me? Because they come as a set. They always come as a set. So is WWE going to want Nikki Bella without Brie?
Yeah. So we'll have to see, but that's how this episode went.
that's how this episode went. And we got a teaser, so I think Nikki's going to try to stop Bree from retiring, but we'll have to see.
We'll see how that goes.
But you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
It is Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LinsWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 9. Till then, bye!